At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws in time.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right. Good evening. Hey, did anyone get a chance to meet the actors that were in the building, the actors that were from the movie The Sandlot? They showed them on the big screen, and boy, I haven't been as disappointed in myself as I am right now, knowing that those heroes were in the building, and I didn't get a chance to go shake their hands for the endless hours of entertainment. I'm telling you, if Sandlot is on television, I'm watching it. Man, that's pretty cool. 913-586-7965. If you have a story, maybe a run-in with one of the actors from the movie The Sandlot, let me know about it. Now, if you had a run-in with Patrick Mahomes, you gotta call up and tell me about it. Mr. or Mrs. Mahomes, I'd love to hear those stories. I am surprised that the Mahomes don't receive a standing ovation every single time they're on the Jumbotron. Every time they're on Crown Vision. For what that man has done for this city, I feel like he deserves a standing ovation every time he walks into a restaurant. Okay, maybe he doesn't want that, but certainly every time they show him on Crown Vision, y'all need to come to your feet. Almost 30,000 in the building tonight to cheer on their boys in blue, and also, of course, say thank you to Alex Gordon. For those of you listening on Saturday morning, listening on the podcast right now, yeah, if you haven't picked up what I'm putting down, the Royals lost again. An already disappointing homestand becomes all the more disappointing as the Royals drop game one to the A's, 6-4 the final score. It wasn't that close, by the way. If you missed the game, it was not a two-run game. It was not a close game. It was a one-sided puke fest again. Well, not the normal disappointing performance. Now, the pitching wasn't strong today. Michael Wacha wasn't classic Michael Wacha. But we could talk about it. Yeah, if you want to talk about it, Royals have now lost 4 in a row, 6 of the last 7, 20 of the last 30. Now, you want to talk about the game, let's do it. You want to talk about the offense, an offense that mustered one run over the course of the first 8 innings? Let's do it. Yeah, they scored 3 in the 9th off of Mason Miller. We can get excited about that if you want. Yeah, if you want to talk offense, you want to talk Wacha, let's do it. 913-586-7965. I'm not all that interested in doing either one of those things, but that's just me. I do it every single night. I think you can understand why I'm sick of it. But I'm more than happy to talk with you about it. Now, if you are also fed up and you don't want to talk about another loss, falling 2 games below 500, I get it. We can talk Alex Gordon if you want. We could talk about that terrific ceremony before the game. If you want to say a word or two to the Gordon family, that's a good-looking family, man. Congratulations to him. His mother has always been just an absolute, just a beautiful person, huh? Seeing her out there, seeing his whole family, man, congratulations to all of them. Obviously, it happens to a very deserved individual and very deserved family, but it couldn't happen to a better guy. Still yoked for days. Still the coolest dude in the room. And it got me to wondering, if we're building the all-time Royals team, who are your 3 outfielders? 913-586-7965. Again, I'm not trying to sidestep anything. We can talk about the game. I'm just tired of it. I'm not going to take it out on you. Nico, if you're out there listening, man, I've been thinking about what a jerk I was to you last night. I've been thinking about it for about 24 hours now. So again, I apologize. No need to rehash it. Just want to make sure he knows I'm thinking about him. But yeah, if you're building your all-time Royals outfield, right, we know Bobby's at short, Frank's at second, George is at third. We can have a discussion about first base. Salvi's behind the dish. But who are your 3 outfielders? You have the Hall of Famers in Gordo and Amos Otis and Willie Wilson and Bo Jackson. The soon-to-be Hall of Famers in Lorenzo Cain and Carlos Beltran. Who are your top 3 picks for your all-time Royals team? Let me know. 913-586-7965. Well, the phone lines have filled up quickly, and I venture to guess that you're not interested in talking about the all-time outfield. You want to talk about a ball club that just fell 6-4. Fourth straight game. It's a losing homestand. Inexcusable. Inexcusable for the type of expectations they have for themselves. This isn't about me. This isn't about you. It's about what they expect out of themselves. It's so incredibly disappointing. But let's go to the phone calls, see where you guys want to go tonight. Let's head to Northeast Oklahoma and welcome on David to the show. David, good evening. How are you?
Hey, Vern. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, first off, look, I super appreciate you, man. You have been a steady rock along this whole ride. I feel like you're like the town crier from whatever book where, like, you're the best of times, the worst of times. And, like, I really don't have super issues with this year. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be able – we saw what was available in free agency. None of them are super producing. My whole issue is just the lack of the ability for the organization to develop bats. And, like, Jack, like, obviously, he's a super talent. Bobby, he's a super talent. They did not develop those guys. Those guys were going to succeed no matter what.
What about Mike Cal, then?
Well,
and Vinny?
Well, yeah, Mike. Well, okay, so we're, what, 65 games into Mike Hill being awesome? Like,
Yeah, he was pretty impressive in 23, disappointing last year, and awesome this year. That's fair. I agree.
I love him, but like, I feel like they're lollygagging in free agency, and it's not this year. This year was a terrible year to try to sign people. Like, nothing would have worked. And I really appreciate that JJ doesn't overpay and go insane and mortgage the future to make a trade. But they've been lollygagging with the system, especially with hitters. And again, I want to be positive. Like, the development of pitchers, bringing on the pitching coach, everything they've done, like leveraging guys
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I'll let you finish.
Well, yep. No, leveraging guys that have consistent arm slot, like teaching them like different pitches, different ways to mix stuff up. Wily veterans, I appreciate that. But like overall, they've been lollygagging with the farm system. And I'm not mad about trading, what, the 33rd pick or whatever for Drew Waters. That was a good trade. But they've been lollygagging in the draft. They've been lollygagging in batter development. Do you know what that makes them?
Lollygaggers.
A bunch of lollygaggers.
My gosh.
Hey, Vern, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. You got a tough job. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's an easy job. David, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you very much. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Now, it's an easy job because I get a chance to interact with people like you, Royals fans from all over the country. And now, thanks to the Royals, they built me this pretty nice studio here at Kauffman Stadium. I get to interact with fans out here at the ballpark. There's a fan right now walking by waving. I don't think she has any idea of who I am. But Cohen in Kansas City knows who I am. I had a chance to talk with him before the game today. Cohen, how are you, pal?
I'm good, Vern. Before the game, I talked to you, and I told you that I wanted to trade Blake Mitchell and, like, a bullpen piece for a bat. And after after the game, I was looking for what bat I decided of what bat I could choose.
Yeah.
I chose I feel like Geraldo Perdomo would be a good fit because he's hitting .315 with runners in scoring position this year. And the Royals, I think, are hitting .226 with runners in scoring position. Also, he's 26 in F4 this year.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Also,
well, go ahead. Continue.
My outfielders all time for the Royals. Mm-hmm. In right field, I'd put Bo Jackson. Center field, Amos Otis. Left field, probably Willie Wilson. And then as a fourth outfielder, Alex Gordon.
Oh,
I
want to
know your
man.
Thoughts on that. All of this and off air. Thank you.
Oh, Cohen, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you before the game, man. Just give me a few more years. Give me a few more years of enjoying this booth. They just built it for me. It's only year one. Give me, what do we have, 2025? How about this, Cohen? Once they build the new stadium, the job is all yours. You make great points. You know, we were discussing who are you trading from the farm system to find that bat for this offense, even though we both agree they may be more than one bat away. We'll see. We'll also see what happens with Jonathan India moving forward after that subluxation of his left shoulder. He was speaking with the media moments ago, so he's obviously doing good enough. So that's good news. But yeah, Cohen and I were discussing who from the farm system would you move. His idea was the former first-round pick, the catcher Blake Mitchell, who's coming back from a hamate injury. You know, I hate to do it, and it would break my heart if it happened, but the soon-to-be 22-year-old Park Hill product, Carter Jensen, who picks up another three hits tonight. Guy's hitting like .450 since Jack Caglione left AA. He got Cags out of his clubhouse, and all of a sudden that spotlight returned to Carter Jensen, and the dude is tearing it up. Plenty of teams would take a Blake Mitchell, a Carter Jensen off your hands, and if it's a bad team, I think they would part with an impact big league bat. Perdomo, Eugenio Suarez. And I know Garrett in Olathe's been big on Taylor Ward of the Angels. That's a great phone call, Cohen. I really appreciate it, buddy. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. And that outfield from that voice, Royals fans, I know you're impressed. I know you're impressed with Cohen. His starting outfield, Bo, A.O., and Willie. It's a young man that I have to imagine. I bet you Cohen's watched Ken Burns baseball. Oh, Cohen, man, I might give you the job with a phone call like that. Royals lose to the A's 6-4. I'm not going to ask anybody to follow up that phone call. That was too good. Quick timeout. We get back to your calls after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
First pitch to Clark. Lifted to shallow center. Isbell sprints in. Dive four. Makes the catch. That's how it's done. Denzel Clark is robbing everybody left and right, but Kyle Isbell can do it too. A terrific grab, diving forward, sprawling into shallow center. That's the final out of the top of the seventh inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Taylor Clark.
Man, what a terrific call. Nailed it. Way to go, Jake. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5, he said it all. Kyle Isbell with tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Kyle Isbell making yet another case that he should be in the conversation this season for the American League Gold Glove in center field. I thought he made a pretty good case last year. Didn't make the final three. Hopefully the Royals center fielder is at least 70 games into the season. In my opinion, he certainly deserves some consideration. Royals lose 6-4. That's now four straight losses, and we turn to Michael Lorenzen coming up on Saturday. Game two going opposite lefty Jacob Lopez. It's a 3:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. 6-4, your final score. Royals now 2 games below .500. We go to Brandon in Greenwood. Brandon, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
You want to know? I'm going to vent a little bit. I get it. You're going to have fans that are going to call in. They're going to find the positive in the team right now. I can appreciate that. And it's going to be hard to follow up, Cohen. That young man, super sharp. I love his energy, and the guy obviously knows baseball. But listen, here's the thing. I called you on May 6th after Bobby walked us off with his single against the White Sox. I told you we had a missing piece down in Double A. I said it was Jack. I was all excited. You know, I felt like this team, I said, could go all the way if we, you know, just add another piece to it. I was so delusional. I'm going to be honest, man. I've been to most, 4 to 5 games per homestand. Wow. I've watched every game that I'm not at on TV. I continue to buy the jerseys, but the team is trash right now. They've been trash. Let's be honest. When we were talking back then, the pitching was amazing. There was no margin for error. If at this point, the pitching's not been amazing. There is a bunch of errors because we can't hit the ball when we need to. Our situational hitting has always been bad. We were the lowest, you know, scoring offense in Royals history. So I don't think another bat's going to fix it. So here's my question. What are we going to do at the deadline? Convince me I'm wrong. Convince me that I'm delusional now and that this team really is going to be worth something.
Well, hang on. Let me ask you something, because first of all, I can't convince you of that. I can't truthfully convince you of that. But since they did call up Jack Caglione this early, right, don't mm-hmm. they have to go for it? To me, when they called up Cags, that was a signal that from now until the end of 2030, we're going for it. Because at the end of 2030, Bobby Witt Jr. most likely is going to opt out of his deal. Doesn't mean he's going to leave, but most likely opt out. 2030 will also be the penultimate season of team control for Jack Caglione. So you started that clock by bringing him up a few weeks ago. And by doing that to me, the foot has to remain on the gas pedal. You can't reset and play, in my opinion, you can't play for the future since you made that move.
And that's fair. No, you're absolutely right. And you know what? I'm not even worried about Cags. Bobby started off his career a bit slow when he came up. I believe in Cags. I still believe he was a missing piece. But I really genuinely thought that, hey, you know, we trade.
He's hitting the ball better than Bobby right now.
I totally agree. Bobby in that Yankees series was nothing to be proud of. So, I don't know. Let's say we trade Lugo, okay?
Sure.
I'm for it. Let's trade Lugo. We get another bat. I still don't think that fixes the problem, though. I'm all for going for it, but I think we need more than that. So what do we do?
Yeah, you trade Lugo, you got a huge hole in the rotation because I don't know if Cole Reagans is going to be back before September.
I'm not convinced Reagans is going to be able to stay healthy either.
Yeah, so yeah, the idea of trading a Lorenzen, trading a Lugo, it's cutting off your nose to spite your face, it feels like.
I agree. So yeah. That's my dilemma right now as a fan. Like, I love the K. I love the atmosphere. I'm always going to root for the team. But I'm to the point now to where I really don't know what to expect. I kind of thought, hey, we could make the wild card, make a push. I'm not convinced of that right now with what I'm seeing. And I really don't know what they're going to do at the deadline.
Yeah, no, it's fair. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the conversation, Brandon. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. So that goes back to Cohen's point about trading Blake Mitchell. Or, and I hate saying this into a microphone, the idea of trading Carter Jensen. 21, 22 years of age. When are they going to help the team? Not this year. Probably not next year, so maybe 2027, but even in 2027, they're likely going to face some first-year bumps and bruises, so they're not completely comfortable at the big league level until 2028. I just mentioned, Bobby can opt out after 2030. You have Jack Caglione under team control until 2031. So I'll part with those guys. Ramon Ramirez, the soon-to-be 20-year-old catcher down in A-ball that has a top-10 OPS in the Carolina League. love him, but I'm sure someone else would love him. Someone else that is looking towards 2027, 28, and 29. So the idea that many of us had of Lugo, Lorenzen, oh, do we talk about Chris Bubich? Man, to me, all that's out the window. You move one of those guys, who's taking their spot in the rotation? You're not going to stretch Daniel Lynch out. Those days are done. Rich Hill? We going to turn to the 45-year-old? So, no, I don't think you could afford to take from the big league club. At least not as of today. 70 games into the season. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Big Pete. He was one of the near 30,000 in the building tonight. Big Pete, what's happening?
Hey, Vern, how are you?
All right.
Beautiful night at the K. That was all, you know, always enjoyable at the K. I made it back, and I'm with a bunch of girls that are visibly upset about the Royals, and that's tough.
Didn't know where that was going. Okay.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I went in a weird direction, but what do we do, Vern? You know, here we are. Last year, we go to the playoffs. Your last caller were buyers or sellers. We got to get a new stadium. Anyway, I want some good. I want some optimism, Vern.
Well, I got some good for you, Big Pete. Yeah, well, I got it for you, pal.
I call you for some optimism, Vern.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, I'm with you, and sometimes you got to call Mr. Heineken too, right? Sometimes he helps out with that optimism. Pete, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Charlie, who was in the building as well. Charlie, you're on 96.5 The Fan. We lost Charlie. Buddy, I'm sorry about that. I hope we get to hear from you before the end of the homestand. I appreciate your patience. Was looking forward to hearing what you had to say. Dang. That's fine. Let's go to Trevor. He was in the building. He was here rubbing elbows with Patrick Mahomes and the guys from the Sandlot. Go ahead, Trevor.
All right, Vern. First of all, I just want to say I appreciate your patience with this team. This must be a very tough summer. And on top of that,
2 years ago was a tough summer.
Yeah, correct. But, you know, expectations this year, obviously, you know, we're not feeling well.
You're right.
But hey, I'm just going to be direct. Anyone who follows this team now is likely bored. And whoever the hitting coach is, why is no one talking about the hitting coach? And when are people going to start talking about the stadium thing being a massive distraction? Until
the
ninth inning today. Until the ninth inning today, we had not scored more than one run in an inning for 53 straight innings. The last
because of the stadium?
Yeah, no, the last time we scored more than one run in an inning was 53 innings ago until the ninth inning tonight.
No, that Wednesday. They did it on Wednesday in the ninth inning.
Well, the last
now, they
time
wait
Royals
to the ninth inning. I'm with you, but it's
the last time Royals hit two home runs in a game was on May 4th. It's like, when are people going to start being realistic about what this team is and what they are not? And this is not last year's team. It's not the 2014 team. It's not the 2015 team.
That's a wrong stat, too. They hit two home runs in a game on Sunday. I got to ask you to leave, Trevor. You're spitting a bunch of nonsense on the radio, making our listeners dumber. Those aren't facts. I'm sorry, buddy, but we're trying to inform the people. Royals lose 6-4. That is factual. The Royals are now two games below 500 for the first time since April 24th. Factual. Something I enjoyed about tonight's game. Now, I'll agree, there were some boring moments. This offense is very boring. Which is surprising because Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione should be can't-miss television, can't-miss radio. What I did enjoy, this is how tough this game got tonight. But Taylor Clark, by the way, Taylor Clark is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Six up, six down for the right-hander. 22 pitches is all he needed to retire the side in the seventh and eighth combined. But when Taylor Clark was pitching, there were three gentlemen in the nosebleeds chanting Taylor Clark's name to the theme of Baby Shark. And it made me laugh. I'm not going to do it because then it'll get stuck in your head for the rest of the night. But just know that, gentlemen, if you're out there, it worked. I will be singing Taylor Clark. Yeah, I'll be singing that. that for the rest of the night. But congratulations to tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Taylor Clark. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. And they've been doing it since 1958. My wife and I love it. Check them out today. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Let's go to Zach in Overland Park. Zach, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead. Zachary.
Hey, Vern.
What's happening?
Long time, long time.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
I want to talk about a bright spot, I thought, in the Royals. Bright spot for a while. Since we called him up, Nick Lofton has been producing for
no
us.
Doubt.
Why
no
is
doubt.
He not an everyday bat?
I don't have an answer. Listen,
he's
I'm not trying to
can,
say anything negative
about him. He can play multiple positions
him.
With
sure,
competence.
Sure, yeah.
He
yeah,
should
sure.
be in there. I don't have anything against Raves, but he's been producing for us. We should reward that. Reward our guys. When we grow them, call them up, and they do well, we got to show that we reward stuff like that.
Yeah, listen, if you produce, they'll put you in the lineup. I promise there's no grudge being held by the coaching staff toward Nick Lofton. Keep hitting. You'll keep finding your name in the lineup. Yeah, Nick Lofton is maybe the nicest person I've ever met in Major League Baseball. So, yeah, hey, you want him in the lineup more? I'm with you. Go get him, Lofton. Nick tonight, 1-for-4 with a ninth inning triple off of Mason Miller, who had no idea what he was doing to start that game. Yeah, all right, yeah, sure. Nick Lofton, got a lot of love for him. Since being called up, guy's hitting .297. His OPS is north of .900. Yeah, small sample size, sure. 37 total at-bats. But hey, pretty good 37, right? No doubt. Zach, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Sandra in Phoenix. Sandra, you're on the postgame show. What's going on?
Hey, Vern. Well, I called originally about, you know, your two off topics tonight. But I wanted to start with, I have to address, what's the young man, Cohen?
Cohen.
Yeah, speaking as someone who, from Phoenix, or currently from Kansas City originally, but listening to Phoenix Sports Talk in the morning on the way to work and Phoenix Sports Talk in the evening on the way home. When Cohen said, let's get Perdomo, I got him like, whoa, yeah, not going to happen. But you know what? I got to give him credit because D-backs have been having kind of a Royals year right now. They're in fourth. They lost their multi-million dollar pitcher, Corbin Burns, the money they spent on that guy.
Yep.
To Tommy John, yeah. Their bullpen, oh my God.
They haven't had a closer all year,
No, and Brandon Fott, who was their third or fourth pitcher, was their ace, and then his last two games, forget it. And I'm like, well, Cohen, maybe if we, I could talk, I'm going to see Royals when they're here, maybe I could talk to Torrey Lovello. Catching the break. But, yay, Cohen. Anyway, wanted to address Alex Gordon. Love him. You're right. He's everything. And in addition to, what his stature will be, which is, that finger up in the air. But, that's the offense. And there's got to be some photo of his best defensive play, which is formerly known as Comiskey, when he fell into the stands that day catch.
No doubt.
Oh, I just, there was a great article in the Star at the time. I don't remember. I think Rustin Dodd wrote it. And it was, I can't get past it. And then finally, as far as the outfield, I just wanted to quickly say it's tied in center field for me between.
No. I need your starting three outfielders for your all-time Royals team. No cop out here, Sandra.
Come on. I had a really good comparison.
Cohen gave me three. I expect three from you.
Can I name more than one center fielder?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. You could have center fielders in right and left. I get that.
All right. I'm going to pick Gordon.
Okay.
Otis.
Sure.
Kane. Sorry. I have to.
It's tough. It's him. It's Beltran. It's Willie Wilson. Either way, you're going to feel bad, no doubt.
I have to, and I you're backing me into a corner. Okay. All right. All right. I hate doing things like this, but I will. Those three. There you go. Are you happy?
Okay. Yes, I am. Sandra, always nice to hear from you. Thank you very much. I'll give you my three in a moment, my all-time Royals outfield. I'll give you that before we get out of here. But the phone lines remain open, 913-586-7965. Alex Gordon was asked before the game by Dave Brown, asked the question about that catch you reference against the White Sox where he dives into the stands and crashes into those pros. He was asked, could you still make that catch today with the Nets now being up around Major League Baseball? Here's what Gordo had to say.
Yeah, I could have made the catch, I think. I wouldn't have been in the stands, but that was a great catch. And, you know, the best part about that was there was a kid. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. There's a kid that was sitting next to the guy, and he took a picture on his phone, and we actually have that picture, and it's me just, like, in the aisle, second aisle of Chicago White Sox Stadium. And just one of those plays that happens, and you look back on it now, and you can't even believe that you did it. But at least I ran over Chicago White Sox fans because they weren't very nice, so that was good.
Hey, speaking of Alex Gordon, Salvi tonight goes 1-for-3, drives in the first run, scores a run in the ninth inning. Salvi's batting .304 in the month of June, and he's also now just 11 base hits shy of Alex Gordon's career total. Gordo currently sits alone with the sixth most base hits in franchise history, but the captain is calling, chasing him down, and should have... should be leapfrogging Gordo in the next few weeks. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Nick in Sedalia. Nick, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. It's nice to talk to you, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I'm hey, glad thank you.
Talk to you. You're great, man. I love your show.
Appreciate it.
So the thing that I have about this Royals team here, and I was kind of wondering what you were thinking about this, is I feel like this is a lot like, you know, the 2013-2014 team where, you know, they had the similar problem of figuring out how to get runs in. And they were a young team, and I feel like we have the same thing right now where it's like it's these guys, you know, figuring it out on – you know, finishing the deal, and we're just like, you know, that snap away from it really being, you know, the end of 2014 and 2015, you know, going there. What do you think?
I appreciate the kind words, Nick. I appreciate the phone call as well. No, I don't see that comparison because this year's team, certainly on opening day, it was basically the same squad from a season ago, right? Everybody had played in a playoff game except for Daniel Lynch and Jonathan India. Now, today, sure, 70 games in, Lofton, Rave, Cags, Waters. No, they weren't a part of the team last October. But 2014, that team, nobody really went to the postseason outside of James Shields. Maybe... You know, some bench players, the Willinghams and the Ibanez, maybe a reliever I'm forgetting about, your boy Scott Downs. And then 2015, they were just killers. They wanted to embarrass you. They either wanted to embarrass you or make you bleed. 2015, they were killers. Nobody compares to them. This team is I don't think you can compare them to 2014. I think that's letting this team off the hook, chalking it up as young. They didn't talk young in spring training. They're not talking young inside that clubhouse right now. The expectation was to get back to the postseason. They knew what they needed to do. And I think they've also showcased that experience over the course of these first 70 games. You're not seeing guys finger pointing. even when Vinny was struggling in April, when India was struggling in April, they're holding their head high. They're confident that they'll get out of it because of what they learned last year. Because of the ebbs and flows of a 162-game season, they all learned those lessons last year. That even when things are dire, there's still time to dig yourself out of it. 2014 team, they didn't, you know, they needed that Raul Labanya speech. This team doesn't need a Raul Labanya's. There's plenty of guys in that clubhouse that already know that they're good. Now, to your point about 2014's inability to score, and does it run parallel to this team's inability to score? Again, no. You know, the issue with this team right now is they have no pop and they have no clutch. You can't be both. You can't be the worst team in baseball when it comes to home runs, which the Royals are, and the worst team with runners in scoring position, which the Royals are. 30th in home runs, 30th in OPS with runners in scoring position. You can't be both, because how do you score? If you're not coming through with men in scoring position and you're not hitting bombs, you know, that's a lot of scoring from first on a double, and then the guy that just hit the double stays stranded on second base. You know, 2014, yeah, you're right. 2014, they didn't hit home runs. They were dead last in Major League Baseball. But they were top half of the league when it came to hitting with runners in scoring position. 2015, second fewest home runs in the American League. But they were top 10 in hitting with runners in scoring position. This team's the worst in both. And you can't do it. And you're seeing now, the pitching is no longer able to drag this offense across the finish line. Royals pitching has now allowed five runs, at least five runs, in eight of the last 10 games. They only did that 17 times in the first 60 games. Almost half as many times in one-sixth as many games. 34 and 36, 92 to play. Long way to go. Trade deadline is less than 7 weeks away. Still plenty of time for the people that caused this mess to clean up this mess. Players, coaches, front office, ownership. There's still time. Thankfully, there is that additional wild card spot now, so that gives me the confidence to say there's still time. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Andrew in Grain Valley. Andrew, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Andrew. All right. Come on, Grain Valley. Where you at? How about Noah? He was one of the near 30,000 in the building tonight. Noah, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh.
What's up, dude?
Huge fan. So today I got your autograph. Do you remember me?
Yes, of course I do. I told you that I was going to ruin the baseball. Did you throw it away already?
No, I still got it.
Oh, okay.
I'll get that thing in a case, bro.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, man. Well, what'd you think of the game? I told you you had to call if they won, so I really appreciate you calling even though they lost.
So earlier we were talking about hitting, and I feel like that we can't talk about hitting tonight without mentioning Nick Lofton and John Rave. Nick Lofton had the two RBI triple in the ninth inning. And then John Rabe with the sac fly to score the fourth run in the ninth inning. I just feel like those two really deserve to be mentioned tonight.
No, I'm with you, and I appreciate it. No doubt John Rabe goes 1 for 3, drives in a run. Thank you very much for the phone call, Noah. So cool meeting you, man. Hope I get a chance to again. And I asked him. I said, hey, are you trying to get a ball player's autograph? Because I'll sign in one of the bad spots on the baseball. He said, no, man, it's just for you. Really cool, man. That means a lot to me, buddy. I was just like you, man. I mean, not as cool as you, but a baseball fan, a radio fan just like you, but not as confident, not as cool as you are. Thanks a lot, Noah. Phone lines are open for you, ladies and gentlemen. 913-586-7965. since having his contract selected, John Rave is 6-for-25. That's good for a .240 batting average. 14 games into his big league career, he's played a solid right field. Had a solid night tonight. Squared one up in his first at-bat. Fell behind 0-2 in his second trip to the dish, but battled for a 7-pitch at-bat, but stared at a sweeper over the dish for strike three. Roasted one to right field in his third trip to the dish for a one-out single, and then came through with a sacrifice fly, blasted that thing to deep center field. He got a 101-mile-per-hour fastball from Mason Miller, elevated in the zone. Sixth pitch of the at-bat between Rave and Miller, and Rave goes dead center, deep dead center, plates Nick Lofton, and made it a 6-4 game with only one out and nobody on. But Kyle Isbell would strike out looking at ball two. Now that strike three call was rough, but the Royals did not play well enough for me to gripe about it. And then Drew Waters popped out on the first pitch he saw, and that was the 27th out and the 36th loss of the season. Good stuff, Noah. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. How are you, pal?
I'm doing all right, Vern. Few questions here. Thanks for the shout-out for Taylor Ward, but I got a trade proposal just for Taylor Ward. How about we trade John Rave, Blake Mitchell, and Steven Zoback for Taylor Ward? Because I prefer Carter Jensen to be the future catcher once he's ready for the Royals. And then I got one question. This is off topic. Who do you want to win the Men's College World Series?
I don't know who's in it. I don't really follow. Is Michigan playing in it?
No, there's like Coastal Carolina, Oregon State, LSU, Murray State.
No.
All that.
Any Big Ten schools?
Or
MAC
no.
schools? No, well then no. No, I don't. I don't have a dog.
What do you think about my trade proposal, Vern? I'll listen off air.
Well, if I'm the Angels, I think I would do that. So it's a better trade proposal than I normally get on the show, because normally it's let's trade John Rave for Juan Soto straight up. Make it happen, Vern. No, it's an interesting trade. You know, Taylor Ward making almost $8 million this year, arbitration eligible again next year, and then a free agent, so you get a year and a half of a corner outfielder that has been league average or better offensively for the past five seasons, and in return, you're giving up a former top 10 pick, a catcher that is one of the top 100 prospects in all of Major League Baseball. You mentioned John Rave, so that helps off the 40-man roster right there. And you also mentioned Steven Zoback, who's back on the bump, or was back on the bump tonight down in Double-A, just his third start since he's come back from injury. Zoback went 3 1/3, gave up 2 runs on 6 hits, 4 punch-outs, no walks, got his pitch count up to 65. Yeah, you know what? I think it's a really good offer that if I'm the Angels, I would jump on. Especially if they believe in Zoback. Now, I do believe. If Zoback's healthy, he is. He was one of the three pitchers I was most excited to see in 2025, to see their growth. I wanted to see him in spring training, and then I wanted to see his growth over the course of the season. And it was Zoback. It was Hero Wyatt down in A-ball. I forgot who the third one was. But yeah, that's really interesting. And I'm with you on Carter Jensen, man. That would break my heart to part with him. Now, a few months ago, I would have said it would break my heart to part with Zoback as well. I don't think he's that far away. To be again, so long as he can get healthy, he doesn't turn 25 until October. That's a good move. It's a good trade. I'd pull the trigger if I was the Angels, but again, I'm not necessarily privy to the health of the 6'3 right-hander down in Double-A, Steven Zoback. Way to go, Garrett. That's two solid trade proposals presented by the people tonight. That has to be a record. If we can get a third quality trade proposal, and maybe my phone's about to blow up and be like, Vern, these are bad trade proposals. I think that's a pretty good one. Let's go to Caden in Kansas City. Caden, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Need you to turn your radio
down,
brother.
Hello, I checked out your radio today and said hi.
Yeah, no doubt. It meant a lot to me, man. What'd you think of the game?
I think it's good. I don't think it's time to push the panic button yet.
Okay.
I think we got time, and I think if we get another bet and get hot, we can make a run at it. If we can get a bet at the trade line or call someone up.
Well, I think they're going to get one at the deadline, Caden. I appreciate the phone call. There's just no reason to believe that this team is going to stand pat, and they've called everybody up from the minor leagues. You know, unless we can get a solid month stretch from MJ Melendez, like a dominant month from MJ, now that could be nice. Getting Michael Massey back to the form we saw in the second half of the season. I mean, guys, if we're being real, that's what this team is missing. The power of Massey and Melendez, and I know Renfro's done, but that's what this team needs, because again, you can't be both. You can't have no pop and no clutch. Royals lose 6-4. We take our final quick timeout. We're back with more of your thoughts after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
It comes to pitch. Lined over the shortstop. That's going to get at least one home. Here comes Garcia. There goes Vinny to third, and into second, Salvador Perez. How many times under those conditions that we just talked about has that guy come through? So the Royals jump in front, 1-0.
Ah, you felt so good. A big-time knock with a runner in scoring position from one of your big-time players. Salvi takes a 2-2 sweeper down and away off the plate. You've seen him swing and miss at that so many times You've seen him swing and come through at that pitch so many times as well. And this time he came through. Lines it into left center field, 102 miles per hour off of his bat. Mikel comes in to score at second and third with two outs. Jack Caglione gets the green light on 3-0. Grounds out to the right side to end the inning. But Salvi puts the boys on the board, gives the Royals a first inning 1-0 lead, and in doing so, he became the fourth player in franchise history to reach 950 runs batted in. Salvi, the 18th catcher in baseball history to reach 950 RBIs. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. So the Royals lead 1-0 after the first, but Michael Wacha will give it right back in the top of the second. A two-out home run to Austin Wins. He falls behind 2-0. Wins is sitting fastball, and he got 94 in the middle and demolished it into the left field bullpen. Wacha then hurts himself in the third inning and pays for a walk to Brent Rooker, pays for hitting Max Muncy with a full count changeup. So Wacha did it to himself in the third, did it to himself again in the fourth as he leaves a 1-0 cutter, 87 miles per hour center cut, and Luis Urias belts it 419 feet for the leadoff home run. So Wacha didn't really help himself out all that much, and still it's three runs in five innings, certainly not insurmountable. It feels at times insurmountable. 3-1 A's lead at the end of five, and in the sixth inning, Wacha back out at 84 pitches. He leaves an 0-2 changeup elevated to the nine hitter. What are you doing? Ugh. And Denzel Clark takes it into left field for a one-out single. After that, the Royals just gave Lawrence Butler a bunt. The leadoff hitter for the A's, a lefty, they were playing an extreme shift. I mean, Mikel's at the shortstop position. The left side of the infield was wide open, and Butler laid down a perfect bunt. So it's a single. It's first and second with only one out, and Q goes to the mound and brings in Steven Cruz. Cruz faces the rookie Jacob Wilson, and he takes an elevated slider from Cruz to the opposite field. Again, the Royals in this, what turned out to be a three-run athletic sixth inning. The Royals, both Cruz and Wacha, some poor location, but also the A's hitters, like Wilson, like Butler, like we would see a little bit later with Max Muncy and his two-run single. They weren't trying to be heroes. They're just hitting it right back where it came from. Just nice, easy swings. Just get on, pass the baton, and keep the line moving. So Wilson takes that elevated slider from Steven Cruz to the opposite field. Cruz then walks Tyler Soderstrom with the bases loaded after he got ahead of him 0-2. Bases loaded, you're ahead 0-2, and he draws a 7-pitch walk. It's now 4-1 A's. And as I mentioned, Max Muncy, the right-handed Max Muncy, steps to the plate. He gets ahead 2-0, 2-1. He sees back-to-back fastballs over the dish. And, okay, may have missed that first one, but he did not miss the second. He takes a 97-mile-per-hour fastball back up the middle. India makes a nice diving attempt, but it squirts past him. It gets out into center field. Two runs come in to score. It's 6-1 A's. Royals score three in the ninth, but obviously it's not enough as they lose 6-4. Now, on that Max Muncy single to center, India makes, as I mentioned, a great effort, and as he's diving, he subluxation. I know it's called a subluxation, but I don't know what you call it in the moment. He subluxed his left shoulder, but if you were watching or if you were in the building, Royals trainer Kyle Turner comes out and just kind of pops that bad boy back in. India finishes the rest of the inning defensively, but then comes out of the game. He's replaced by Drew Waters. India had this to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
What happened, and Kusin may have experienced that.
Yeah, I've had this plenty of times in the past, so I've dealt with it before. Hasn't happened in years. That was an unfortunate subluxation in my shoulder. It took a little bit to go back in, but I'll be okay.
You popped it. You're able
Hang
to
on.
Back
Did
in.
He just say it took a little bit to get it back in? Oh, my gosh. You ever have a buddy like that? I had a buddy I used to play basketball with that would happen all the time, and he would, just start screaming and ask someone, pop it back in. Oh, my
God. Yeah. It's subluxation is not, it's different than dislocation. It's not fully out, so I got, lucky, I think. But I've dealt with this, so I'll be okay.
And then just soreness after that, get yourself out of there.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Severino was difficult to hit today. What made him so difficult?
He was commanding his fastball well. He's a good pitcher for a reason. He just knows how to pitch, and he competes. So, he commanded really well tonight.
Man, Jonathan India is a tough, tough dude. I was going to say something else, but just dude. That is a tough dude. Do not cross Jonathan India. People keep testing him, but the dude keeps showing up. Good for him. Let's go to Jake in Independence. Jake, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, long-time listener here. I don't usually call in. I just love listening to all the other callers panic and stuff like that. It's great entertainment. But, you had a caller earlier talking about on, I think he said May 6th, he had called in. He thought we were one piece away and that he wanted to call Jack up or whatever. But he was talking about how the pitching was carrying the team, and there was no margin for error, and now those errors are occurring. And it made me think about something, and I wonder if maybe the reason these errors are occurring is because you don't have MJ Melendez's glove in left field. You don't have Hunter Renfro's glove in right field. You don't have Michael Massey's glove at second base. All these defensive, the defense has taken a major step back. We've got AAA guys, basically four AAA guys playing the corner outfield spots, rotating back and forth, playing those spots. And how much of that do you think is real? I mean, maybe all we needed was right in front of us, defense, pitching, team speed. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Team speed has not been what it was a season ago. And when the caller mentioned how the team was led by the pitching and there was no margin for error, and now those errors are happening, honestly, what I took from that, or what I thought he meant, maybe incorrectly, what I thought he meant was any step back from the pitching staff. Right, there's no room for error from them. And now that they've regressed back to being a very good pitching staff rather than a great pitching staff, we're seeing the losses begin to mount because the pitching staff can't carry the squad across the finish line like it did for the first month and a half of the season. But as far as the defense is concerned, no doubt MJ was a high-quality defender out there and left. Hunter Renfro, I don't know what happened to him this season, but he wasn't good, period. Obviously offensively, but he wouldn't use his arm properly. I thought that was his last remaining weapon. And, he couldn't move really that well out there in right field, so I don't think you miss Renfro. Yeah, Massey is a really good defender. I think he's the best defensive second baseman you have. But even Massey left something to be desired here in 2025. A drop-off not only offensively, but also defensively. Well, grand scheme of things, yeah, the defense has not been a difference maker in the way that we thought it would be. Izzy's been outstanding. Freddie Fermin's been really good. Vinny Pasquantino's been great. Bobby's been Bob. Mikel's been solid. But no, it's not the... It's falling short, in my opinion, of the standard that this same defensive unit set forth a season ago. No. The standard that's been set for decades. If you're a winning team in Kansas City, this is how you play defense. And I wouldn't say it's been as inconsistent as the base running of the offense, but it has been inconsistent. Thanks for the phone call, Jake. Let's go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I was a frequent caller last year about Mr. Hernandez in the bullpen. You and I agreed about that. But
he just got DFA'd by the Phillies, by the way.
I'm sorry?
He just got DFA'd by the Phillies.
Oh, that's a surprise. That was a great big surprise. That's what you and I were trying to get done last year and couldn't. Then we brought him to spring training. Whatever. Here's the deal. I heard you say it's not time for Hernandez discussion or slamming doors or anything else. I don't see anybody necessarily on this team that, if they close the doors and really have a heart-to-heart discussion or a little bit of grinding and cussing, that it would hurt anything. I just don't see anybody that could lead that. And other teams, when they do this, they do it. I know our manager isn't going to do it. I mean, I just know it's not going to happen. And, you know, we don't need a Hal McCray minute. We all know what that means. But don't you think at some time you close the doors, tell the manager to stay out, and kind of chew on everybody and say, hey, this is pathetic. Because you just hit it on the head. Our defense isn't as good. We're not hitting. We're not hitting when we need to hit. We're not hitting home runs. And now, contrary to last year when we had no injuries, now we're getting injuries to the pitching. I mean, there's no surprise as to why we're doing what we're doing because of what you talked about. A week ago, you look at the calendar, you say, okay, we're going to have a hell of a time with the Yankees. Well, of course you are. But look at what else we're doing. We have the White Sox last in our division. We have the Athletics last in their division. And we're sitting here losing to these people and throwing three runs up at the last minute. That's, you know, Johnny come lately. So I really do think that we need somebody to, you know, call some people down on the line and say, let's get going here. This is crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree. The captain isn't, to me, the captain and Bob are both more cut from the Alex Gordon cloth of lead by example, watch how hard I work, watch how, despite what's going on around us, I remain focused on the task at hand. To me, the guys that you're talking about that not only are producing enough to say something, because, you know, let's be honest, Salvi's been picking it up of late. You know what? Like I mentioned, hitting better than 300 here in the month of June. But the two guys that are performing well enough and have the voice and I think the respect of the clubhouse to do something like you're talking about, Vinny Pasquantino and Carlos Estevez. Estevez has been here since spring training, but I haven't met anybody that doesn't love him. He's bilingual, so he's made relationships, close relationships, with everybody in there. And then Vinny's been the mouthpiece of this team dating back to the evaluation season of 2023. Vinny, by the way, extends his career best on base streak to 28 games tonight with that first inning walk. Vinny's batting .348 since the end of April. So sure, yeah, listen. If anybody's going to do it, it's Vinny. It's Estevez, but Vinny's got to be, I don't know if he needs to be careful. Obviously, Salvi respects him, but it is Salvi's clubhouse, and everybody knows that he's got a C on his chest that says, this is my clubhouse. Not saying that he rules with an iron fist. I'm just saying you want to do it respectfully, maybe run it by the captain before you call that team meeting. But sure. When things are slipping away in the fashion that they have over the past few weeks, there are no bad ideas. Good hearing from you, Rick.
Thanks,
let's go to David in Lee's Summit. David, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, always appreciate it. Love your new booth out there. I always throw you some love when I walk by.
My man.
But, you know, just to piggyback off that, I was going to say something very similar as him, and I agree with you that Vinny should kind of be that catalyst or, you know, have that kind of take that lead if the captain isn't. But, you know, what more is it going to take for them to get to that point? And Yeah, I mean, and then also to kind of piggyback on that as well is, if it does get into Drudge's, are we just going to stand pat, or do you think we'll become sellers?
No. Oh, if they become sellers, I just don't see how you call Jack Caglione up this early and then wave a white flag. I appreciate the phone call. Again, I mentioned it earlier in the show, but I understand people are coming in and out as they go in and out of the ballpark. To me, once you called up Jack Caglione as early as you did, you've opened up a window here. A window from right now until the end of 2030. At the end of 2030, Bobby can opt out of his contract. Jack Caglione will be going into his final year of team control. And if Bobby is the player that we all know him to be, if Cags turns into the player that many of us believe he's going to turn into, those guys are going to garner some eye-popping numbers as far as salary offers that offseason of 2030. So from now until then, you got to do everything you can to win a World Series. To me, every single year, it's World Series or bust. The playoffs are the floor for me from here on out. I just don't think you make a move like that with a player like that, with the future and the potential that Caglione has, to at any point reset and play for the future. The future is now. Nice to hear from you, David. If you were in the ballpark tonight, did you get a look at, speaking of Caglione, another member of last year's draft class, the first baseman for the Oakland A's, or the A's, Nick Kurtz. Did you guys see that young man's picture up on the Crown Vision? How are you 6'5", 240 with that face? How do you look like an 11-year-old and you're built like a transformer? How does that work? I mean, Caglione looks like a man. Well, hang on. Not that Kurtz doesn't look like him. He just looks like a very young man. Like a baby. But he's a monster out there. Let's go to Chase and Shawnee. Chase, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, long-time listener, multiple-time caller. Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for calling.
Yep. I just kind of wanted to go back to what you said today with Carrington and some of the words you said. I think it's kind of the attitude a lot of Royal fans have right now, where he's trying to hype you up, get eyeballs on this game. And this is no disrespect to Alex Gordon. We all love Gordo, but, you know, you kind of just said, what is there to be excited about? You know, show us that you can go out and win a ball game. And, you know, that really resonated with me. And I'm kind of in that attitude right now. And these guys got to show us something. Show us they're that winning ball club you're talking about. And, you know, I want to know what happened to these boys. I want to see them go out and do what they're supposed to do. And like you said, show us you can go out and win a ball game. I'm going to be out there tomorrow.
Nice.
I want to end it on a good note. Let's get a dub tomorrow. But like you said, go out there and show us. Show us what you made of here. So yeah. I'll leave it at that. Thanks, Vern.
Well, nice to hear from you as always, Chase. Yeah, and the best piece of advice I can give is when you're walking to the plate and there's a man in scoring position, put both hands on the bat. You know, trying to have one hand on the bat and the other wrapped around your throat, it's not working. Now, I asked the question, your all-time Royals outfield, if you're building it, how do you deploy, you know, six really good options, right? Kane, Beltran, Gordo, Bo Jackson, A.O., Willie Wilson. How do you deploy six guys for three spots? My answer, by the way, I'm going... No, I'm sticking with it. I'm going Willie Wilson in center. I got Carlos Beltran in left. And I got Amos Otis in right field. Coming up tomorrow, Chase from Shawnee is going to be in the building. I'll be in the building. And on the mound will be Michael Lorenzen going opposite the lefty, Jacob Lopez. The A's have lefties going the next 2 days. So Jack Caglione gets to go up against a pair of southpaws. Tomorrow, it's a 3:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show live right here on 96.5 The Fan beginning at 2 o'clock. Noah Cameron in the finale on Sunday. Royals take Monday off, and then they head to Texas. Those series in Arlington always seem to be a pivot point in the season for Bobby Witt Jr. He's struggling lately. I think he takes off once he returns home. I'd actually like to see that start tomorrow. JT Noah, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, thanks for listening. Royals, let's get a win tomorrow. Huh? Take care.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.